Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina. We're back today with another episode of The Image of a Mentor. Today, we're going to be talking about athlete. But before we jump into that, Chris, tell us how you got the idea for covering these three on The Image of a Mentor.
I'm on a webinar recently. I don't know what the topic was. I don't remember. But he did mention three individuals.
Okay.
A farmer,
mm-hmm.
an athlete, and a soldier. And I wrote those down. I thought, there's something to this.
Mm-hmm.
So as I thought more about it, I think these are really good images of what a mentor can be.
What a mentor can be. Yeah. So part one, if you have not listened to that, go The Image of a Mentor, the farmer. We talked about a farmer and what the characteristics of a farmer look like and how that relates to mentoring. We also talked about the life cycle of a farmer and then how that gets applied to mentoring. Today, we're going to be talking about an athlete. As anyone who is doing research does, I did a Google search for the definition of an athlete, and this is what Google said. An athlete is most commonly a person who competes in one or more sports involving physical strength, speed, power, or endurance. So there you have the official definition. But as a mentor, being an athlete, we're helping people determine goals, helping them with a plan to reach the goals, to be healthy, to find balance in all six areas of their lives. Chris, we talk about the six areas. What are those?
The six areas are really important to understand because we are holistic human beings. They are spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, and professional, and or educational.
Right. So, you know, I even had this thought as you just said that. It would be interesting to look like, how can an athlete or a mentor act as an athlete in each one of those areas, in the spiritual component, in the mental component? But we want to give you just some generic characteristics of an athlete, talk about those, and then how do those apply in the mentoring arena? So one of the characteristics we say that an athlete is intrinsically motivated. So, Chris, what does that look like for an athlete? What does that look like for a mentor?
I don't need you to be my motivator.
Okay.
I think as a mentor, if a mentee has to motivate me to have real conversations,
yeah.
Something's off, right?
You should probably not be a mentor, yeah.
It's already in me.
Right.
And so I think about a true athlete, he or she, it's inside of them. They want to gain strength. They want to gain maybe speed, whatever the sport is.
Mm-hmm.
They are focused. They're going, I'm not there yet, but I'm going to get there.
Right. Yeah. Intrinsically motivated. We've said this before. Part of that motivation for me personally and what we would encourage you as a mentor, it starts with genuine love for people. I mentor because I see value and worth in every woman that the Lord gives me to pour into. I want to see her affect real change her own life, to be a blessing to others, to give away what I give to her. That's my motivation. That's my why.
Do you want to be mentored by someone who's not intrinsically motivated?
No, not at all.
Why?
Yeah, because it's going to be fluff or it's going to be obligation. They're coming to me because it's a job, it's a task, not because they want to. There's not an intrinsic motivator.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So let's talk about endurance and perseverance. Obviously, an athlete has to be a person of endurance and perseverance. Here's this goal. I'm going to reach it. I want to get my personal best. I'm going to keep training. I'm going to keep showing up. I'm going to keep doing the thing that keeps me sharp. How does that relate to a mentor, endurance and perseverance?
People make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
People sin.
Mm-hmm.
People have struggles and challenges. People want to give up.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the mentees.
Sure.
Mentors are the same way, though.
Right.
And I think about, I've had a few men in my journey as a mentor who I wanted to give up on because they irritated me. I'm being honest. They irritated me.
Yeah.
They weren't intrinsically motivated at the moment.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't follow through.
Mm.
They would drop out of sight, whatever.
Right.
A few months ago, I received a text from a guy that I mentored,
uh-huh.
began mentoring him a few years ago. It was going really well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a really great connection. Had you told me he will drop out of sight,
mm-hmm.
I would have said, no, he won't.
Mm.
We have a really good bond.
Sure.
And we had a really good bond because of how personal he became with me. Mm-hmm. He would tell me really hard stuff about his life.
Sure.
Guess what? He began to drop out of sight. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't respond to a text or an email or a phone call, or we'd meet and it would fall flat kind of. And I thought, what's going on? I knew God said, just be patient.
Mm.
But I also realized I cannot mentor someone who does not want it mm-hmm. right now.
Sure.
So let that encourage you. If you're mentoring someone and they've pulled away and they're pushing back, don't stress about it.
Yeah.
I say that. I do stress about it because I want that person to grow and
you
develop.
You want the best for them.
I want the best for them. But they may not be ready at the time.
Sure. I was just going to say, a side note is that there are times when you don't endure and persevere. If somebody is not willing to do the work, to show up.
Oh, true.
Then it probably is time to pause, right? Go ahead with your story. Yeah.
The patience.
Endurance
and perseverance. I received a text from this guy a few months ago, and he said, and we'd not talked in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Chris, I just want to thank you for never giving up on me.
Wow.
Being patient with me, understanding me, but not giving up on me.
Mm.
And guess what's happened since then? This mentoring relationship is getting back on track again.
Mm.
We're not where we were,
yeah.
But he's reaching out. He's saying, I want to talk. I want to grow. I want to learn. And so had I written him off, and hear me on this, I'm human.
Mm-hmm.
If someone acts like they don't care, it's not that he didn't care.
Yeah,
he had so many struggles inside his mind that I think he was overwhelmed.
It kind of makes me think
pulled away.
Of an athlete when they've gone through an injury. They got to take time away from the sport to heal, to rest, to do physical, and then they can jump back in the sport. So maybe that's what happened to him. Irregardless, when a mentor acts like an athlete, they've got to be people of endurance and have perseverance. Sometimes athletes need special training. And we would say, as a mentor, get some special training. That's why we do this podcast. We believe in mentoring so much that we're giving you free resources by listening to the podcast to mentor. But attend a workshop. Get on our website.
Where would you attend
Shameless
a workshop?
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
Shameless plug for us. Yeah. We'll come to your event, your community, whatever. But get some specialized training. There's lots of things out there. I think we offer incredible training. But get some training. What does it mean to ask an open-ended question? That's some specialized training. What does it mean to use a tool called My Life, My Story? What do you mean by the six areas? Getting a little bit of special training goes a long way in offering quality mentorship to someone.
And we don't just teach this, guys. We actually live it out ourselves. And that, in fact, us doing the mentoring over the years, this is where this has come from, what we teach.
When we think of an athlete, we're thinking of somebody involved in team sports because mentoring is like a team sport, right? So it also requires a mind and body working together to gain strength. What does that mean to you, Chris, in relation to being a mentor?
I need to think about this one. Mind and body working together to gain strength. Okay, this comes to my mind. Mentoring a young man, and we both realized he needed a professional counselor.
Mm-hmm.
That made him nervous.
Sure.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Mind and body working together. He had to physically go there.
Mm.
But I told him, if it will help, as your mentor and as your friend, I will go with you to the first session.
Mm.
Only if that'll help you.
Yeah.
It's things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I go, how can I help him gain strength? We're doing it together. Instead of me pointing the finger, you need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Go do this. Sometimes we need to actually walk with a mentee in some very tangible ways to help them.
It kind of goes into the endurance and perseverance, but the mind and body working together. There have been times where I've walked with somebody and their story is messy and it's involved and it's filled with trauma. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm up for this. And then I go, okay. I've had an opportunity to have the front row seat in someone's life. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do the work. And it's always worth it. But sometimes just to encourage other mentors out there, sometimes it's a struggle. And then that's where you go back to, are you intrinsically motivated? Yeah.
Let me say something else on the mind. The actual mind
mm-hmm.
and the body.
Yeah.
You can tell when an athlete is confident in his or her sport. They walk out there, shoulders back, chest out, and they're ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an athlete. I enjoy fitness. I did play some sports growing up, but remember the first time or two I walked into a gym to lift weights?
Mm-hmm.
My body language, if there was a video, my head would have been kind of down, my uh-huh. shoulders down. I was intimidated.
Sure.
I was no muscle tone to speak of. I was really thin. I never liked how thin I was at the time as a boy, as a young man. But I walked in there. I didn't know how to use the machines.
Mm.
At some point, I got into a rhythm, and mm-hmm. I learned, and I taught mm-hmm. myself, and I asked questions. And at some point, I was able to walk into a gym.
This is not arrogance.
I physically walk into a gym, and because I knew things, I'd learned things, it gave me a confidence
mm-hmm.
where people, guess what? They would ask me, hey, how do you do this?
Sure.
What could I do to help this area?
Fast forward to that really great illustration. What does that have to do with a mentor? How does a mentor exhibit that kind of confidence or mind and body working together?
I think of body language. Sometimes in the beginning, a guy is so beaten down,
mm-hmm.
so insecure, so stressed that physically, his shoulders are down, his head's kind of down. He speaks, I would say, with meekness, maybe.
Okay, you're talking about the mentee, but we're talking about the mentor.
Yes.
Yeah. So how does a mentor exhibit their mind and body working together?
I'm crossing the...
Yeah. No worries. So the mind and body working together to gain strength for the mentor, what's that look like?
Well, I think it goes back to some training,
mm-hmm.
some experience. The more conversations I have with guys through mentoring, the more difficulties they give me, mm-hmm. they present
mm-hmm.
to me,
mm-hmm.
it may freak me out in the beginning.
Sure.
I may feel insecure. The more experience I have in conversations, in details of mentoring someone, mm-hmm. the better I get at it.
Yeah. And it goes back to that intrinsic motivation, right? If I know this person has value, my mind may go, oh my gosh, I'm not ready for this. But my mind and body can join forces to gain strength to really walk with this other person. What about goals and focus? An athlete sets goals, has goals, and they're incredibly focused. How does that tie into the mentor as an athlete, a mentor having goals and being focused?
I want, as a mentor, I want a man that I mentor at some point. We're not talking perfection. That's not reality. I want a man that I mentor at some point to be healthy in all six areas.
Mm-hmm.
I want, and that may be a huge goal to begin with.
Sure, yeah.
Probably is. That's okay. One step at a time. But I want a man to be healthy physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, professionally, and educationally.
So that is possible. So what you're saying, as the mentor, you're helping your mentee set some goals. You've got goals for them that you want to see health in those areas, and then that you keep your focus on that. Okay, let's not climb this tangent over here or get distracted by whatever. Let's focus in on the things that are important, on those goals.
And don't be discouraged. You probably will have to have at least a few, maybe numerous conversations on some of the tough areas.
Mm-hmm, sure.
That we're going to overcome this. We're going to do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did anyone ever have goals for you and say, I'm going to help you? Here's a goal I could see for you.
Mm-hmm. Me personally, mm-hmm. I don't think so.
I
had my own goals. They were pretty high standards.
No, we want to have, speaking of being intrinsically motivated, we need to have goals for ourselves.
Sure.
But what about a mentor actually having some goals for his or her mentee?
Yeah.
I think that's really an honoring thing.
Yeah. The last characteristic we have on here is a good athlete knows when to recover. Talk about the importance of that for a mentor.
I had this conversation recently with someone who's trying to do this, and they said, people are wearing me out. I'm exhausted. They're bringing me a lot of baggage, a lot of pain, a lot of anger.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like they're almost blaming me. It can feel that way if
sure.
it's really heavy.
Yeah.
What was the question again about resting?
A good athlete knows recovery. When to recover.
I have mentored too many people too close together at times.
Mm, yeah.
Here's an example. I'd like to have goals. I'd like to, you know, have my week planned out. But I have, because we do this for a living, Christina, I have scheduled too many mentees meetings.
Back to back. I've done the same thing.
And it's been so good. I mean, so good. Yeah. And I leave the last one and I am wiped out.
Yeah.
You said, what do you mean wiped out? Physically, I'm tired, but mentally and emotionally. Mm-hmm. But also what's happened, I don't have as much to give to the person I'm mentoring the last one or two of the day.
Yeah.
So I've learned that as well. But sometimes taking a vacation from it, we have a good friend who's a mentor, and he told me, I think last year, Chris, I'm taking the summer off.
Yeah.
I told the guys that I'm mentoring, I'm not going to be meeting with you guys for the summer. Mm-hmm. You're important to me. I'm not walking away. Mm-hmm. But I need about a two-month break from mentoring anyone.
Right. We've said this before, but you cannot give that which you do not have. And if you're constantly pouring out and you do not leave yourself margin to breathe, to recover, to let your brain, your actual physical brain recharge, you're not going to be good. You're not going to endure for the long haul. So let's finish up with one or two last questions.
I want to share something,
yes.
a thought that I had. When I was in the seventh and eighth grade, I played basketball. And at the end of an hour of practice, I hated hearing these words, everyone on the line.
No.
And what that meant,
yeah.
I mean, you've been practicing for an hour, you're exhausted.
Yeah.
It means getting at one end of the gym and then put on the scoreboard, a time, and everyone, every line. So you run from the end of the court to the free throw line, and then to the middle of the court, and then back and forth. Everyone had to accomplish that task before the buzzer went off.
Mm-hmm.
And if everyone didn't, you had to do it over again.
Yeah.
It was exhausting. So what makes me think is this, the coaches were doing it because we needed to.
Yeah.
It helped build endurance and strength. It was supposed to give us some special training to all of these things to give us a focus. None of us, I would not have done that on my own.
Yeah.
And so as a mentor, I need to be willing at times to do some tough things I don't want to do.
Okay.
But there's really a purpose behind it, though.
Okay. That was just a secondary thing that had nothing to do with the recovery. That was just an additional comment.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
It's not recovery.
Oh, okay, following through.
But
okay,
at the same time, I may not be thrilled about this, but it's going to help me be an effective mentor.
Gotcha. I thought you were talking about recovery.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Get on the line and run the lines. And I did not like it, but actually, they knew what they were talking about.
So when does a mentor, Chris, need to be an athlete?
When does a mentor need to be an athlete?
And let's just combine the two. When and why? Does a mentor need to be an athlete? We were talking about this, and you have a beautiful story to wrap this up.
Excuse me. I do, but when and why does a mentor need to be an athlete? You need, honestly, to do this, you need some spiritual, mental, and emotional strength.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be educated in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
Go, as we said, go to a workshop. When? I think about a good friend of mine. He convinced me to run the half marathon when we lived in Vienna, Austria a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the same age. I'm not a runner. I enjoy fitness. But he said that, challenged me, and I thought, I don't want to do that. But I thought, okay, I can do it. We're the same age. He's a good friend. It'll be fun. It was really hard for me.
Mm.
And I thought, so when and why would a mentee need an athlete? My friend was a good athlete.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up, in fact, I think he told me, when he was in college, he was one of the state champions in tennis.
Mm.
I was not that level of an athlete in the least.
Sure.
But he was. So he had a lot of background, a lot of knowledge being a true athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And all along the way, I needed that athlete, my friend, to say, Chris, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
You're doing great. Don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're going to be just fine.
Right.
He constantly coached me along the way.
Right.
An athlete did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He knew that I could do it. I didn't know that I could do it.
Right.
I wouldn't have signed up for the race to begin with without him.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have finished it, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he supported you. He came alongside you. He saw, okay, he could see that you were getting weak. He saw when, hey, let's get some water. He just was right there along with you, patiently enduring along with you.
And he wasn't a coach. He was a fellow athlete.
He was participating in the same activity, right, the just same supporting thing. You. Right. Yeah, that's just so good. Well, this kind of sums up part two of the image of a mentor, where we've talked about a mentor can be like an athlete. We talked about some of these characteristics. We did mention that if there is specialized training, as you, if you're listening and you're like, hey, I want to get in on that, just give us a call, a contact. We'll give you information about how you could participate in either an upcoming workshop, if you would like to host one at your church or community event, whatever. We'd be happy to do that. So as always, we want to thank you for listening to Mentoring Real Life Podcast. Today's been brought to you by Commercial Brick. Since 1975, they're a family-owned business producing quality brick. To find out more information, contact them at commercialbrick.com. Thank you, as always, for listening.